From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senior citizens who depend on Social Security are likely to have to go a second straight year without a cost of living adjustment, or COLA for short. The government will make the announcement after September's inflation numbers are released later this week. Andrew Biggs with the American Enterprise Institute says barring an unexpected jump in inflation last month, there will be no cost of living adjustment.
The timing of the announcement of no COLA for next year is very difficult politically, because people expect a COLA each year. They come to depend on it.
Biggs notes that more than 58 million Americans get Social Security benefits. The White House is indicating the administration does not support a nationwide freeze on foreclosures, as advocated by some lawmakers and state attorneys general. The head of the Federal Housing Administration says halting the foreclosure process could prolong the housing crisis, and GOP Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia agrees.
If you impose a moratorium on foreclosures, what you're telling people and institutions that lend money is they do not have the protection to take the risk they need to extend credit so people can get a mortgage.
Cantor was on Fox News Sunday. President Obama is urging voters in the upcoming congressional elections not to forget that he inherited serious economic problems when he took office.
I took whatever steps were necessary to stop the economic freefall, to stop a second depression, even if those decisions were not popular.
Mr. Obama speaking at a rally in Philadelphia. He travels to Florida today for more campaign events, including a fundraiser at the home of former NBA star Alonzo Mourning. A gathering of more than 2,000 Tea Party activists in Virginia has heard calls for limits on federal power and government spending. Anne Marie Morgan of Virginia Public Radio reports from Richmond that Virginia's attorney general told the convention the Tea Party would not exist were it not for failures by the Republican Party.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul called for an intellectual revolution to teach that freedom shrinks when government grows and government is too big.
You know, we're in this economic crisis because we spent too much money we didn't have. We borrowed too much money.
A presidential straw poll was won by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. For NPR News, I'm Anne Marie Morgan in Richmond, Virginia.
Police in Hungary have detained the head of the company that owns the metals plant where a reservoir has leaked, flooding several towns with caustic red sludge. Terry Schultz reports the European Union is sending experts to help in efforts to prevent another wave of sludge from leaking.
The nearest town has already been evacuated, and a dam being built to try to contain the anticipated flood is expected to be finished tomorrow. Seven people were killed and 150 injured in the first torrent, which covered an estimated 14 square miles in high alkaline residue. A team of EU experts from Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, and Sweden has arrived at the disaster site and will help deal with the effects of the contamination. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 8 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says kidnapped British relief worker Linda Norgrove may have been killed by the American forces that tried to rescue her in Afghanistan last week rather than by her Taliban captors. Early reports had indicated Norgrove died when militants detonated a bomb as the troops were arriving. General David Petraeus, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, is ordering an investigation into Norgrove's death. Crews in Chile have completed reinforcing the escape shaft that will be used to bring 33 miners up to the surface after being trapped underground for more than 2 months. Annie Murphy says workers put metal tubes along the shaft.
It will help the Phoenix rescue capsule travel more easily between the surface and the miners, nearly half a mile underground. Now that the lining is complete, rescuers are focusing on final preparations. The rescue itself is set to begin Wednesday. Miners are being outfitted with special clothing and sunglasses to help their eyes withstand sunlight after so long underground. Officials say a few miners are showing some anxiety, but overall, they're in good spirits. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Copiapó, Chile.
Gasoline prices have jumped just over 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Troby Lundberg says prices at the pump are now nearly 30 cents a gallon higher than they were this time last year. Wedding chapels in Las Vegas and Reno had a big day on Sunday with couples who wanted to get married on 10-10-10. Kathy Marino owns the Arch of Reno Wedding Chapel.
Ever since 777, it's kind of caught on to do 888-999-1010. And I believe after 12-12-12, you won't be able to do this again for like 1,000 years or something is what they're saying.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.